Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation.
All the haters hating, wait a minute, stand on that side. I don't need no allies, I don't feel the need to fraternize. Yeezy on the field, Yeezy on the field now. Made it to the NBA, we in the NFL now. All the haters hating, wait a minute, stand on that side. Moving to a neighborhood where I'm the only black guy. People claim they praying for you, they really only be praying on you. All right.
What's up, everybody? We're back with another episode of the Bookie A Podcast. I'm Chris Daniels.
I'm Rob Hayes. I really do need the haters to stand on the other side of the room, man.
Rob's got a lot of haters.
I got a lot of haters since the last episode, man. Some diehard fans out here turning on me and whatnot.
So many haters. We can't no guest this week. We just got to address a lot of things that we got to catch up on. Just me and Rob. So
yeah, man.
What are you upset about, Rob?
I'm a little upset with some of the people who claim that Atlanta killed, like, they're like, yeah, you Atlanta did kill hip hop. And it's like, come on, man.
You were surprised how many people came back in defense of the other argument?
Yeah.
I expected it to be evenly split, only because, one, not everybody can share the personal relationship with Atlanta you have. So they don't understand exactly where you're coming from in defense of it. But also, I mean, it's not uncommon to hear a lot of people just hate on newer artists anyways.
And what else would it do? What else, like where are these other artists that, like, people claim, you know, hip-hop was taken from? You know what I'm saying? Where are they doing? Where are these great songs? If you make a great song, it will still be fine.
There's a shift in the way things sound. Some people don't like the sound. That's it. They don't like the sound.
Then don't listen to music. If you don't like sounds, don't listen to music.
But it's become the popular, like,
get out of here.
The popular, like, overbearing things that's being pushed on, you know, the mainstream. That's just what, I'm not trying to defend the people that came at you. I'm just saying.
I feel like Ye, like, you, this is the book of Ye.
Yeah.
Ye embraces it. We've seen Ye dancing in the club to Young Thug. We've seen Ye produce, like, he put Lil Yachty on his fashion show. That is the origin story of Lil Yachty getting attention. That's before he had music out. That's before we heard Lil Boat. 2 years ago, no one knew who Lil Yachty was. Then Yeezus Season 3 happened.
If I hear Kanye with Lil Pump, I'm out.
I don't know.
I'm out.
Why? Kanye likes Gucci.
I can't.
Why would he not be in the Gucci gang?
No.
Why?
See, this is a nightmare scenario for me.
What do you mean?
If I see that.
Lil Pump said one of the funniest things I've heard in a rap in a long time.
What do you say?
Your mom still live in a tent. That means she lived in a tent before it was acceptable. But now, come on, get her out that tent.
What was the other line of that? What was the other part of that line?
I don't know.
That means he just did whatever it was. He just, like, I got around with something. The word tent, so he must have fit. That's it.
It There's did no fit. No one's ever said that in the history of rap. Rakim
didn't
say
it. Damn sense.
Biggie didn't say it. Tupac didn't say it. None of them ever said your mom still live in a tent. Nope. Why? Because they didn't think of it. You know who did? Lil Pump. What?
I'm not academics. I'm not gonna get up here and cape for this little Skittles looking dude.
He's only 16.
Huh?
He's only 16.
What's that mean?
It's fun. It's a young man's game. That's what hip hop is.
Yeah.
When LL Cool J made my radio, he was 16.
What is he good at?
What you mean?
What is Lil Pump good at?
He made a catchy song. You listen to it one time, all day, the next day, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang. Like,
say it without the beat. Do it without the beat.
I just did it without the beat.
Was it that? That's not catchy enough for me. I'm sorry. I think he's one of those dudes. It's all beats. I love, yo, Pierre, great. Great, great fucking producer. I don't, half the dudes I hear on the songs, I don't care. Give me somebody else.
Come on, man. These people is coming for everybody. That's the thing. It's so multifaceted. You don't got to come for everybody.
I don't think you have to give a broad brush to everybody. No. But certain people, no. I'm talking about like certain individuals. I don't have to rock with every individual. I'm not going to say Atlanta music killed hip hop. I don't think that's true.
No. Isn't that true?
But I don't know. Some people are going to think it. Is the acquiesce? Did you get to address everybody?
Yeah, I don't know what acquiesce means, but we'll see. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of haters recently, but at the same time, we also got a lot of love because the podcast imagery.
You're being too humble. You were on You were on tonight's show with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
You killed it.
Man, thank you.
You crushed it. You did it with the gray suit on.
Yeah, man. You know, In my mind, I was doing 808s, you know what I'm saying? I was like, I had the gray suit on, I had the Bape tie, you know, I felt like, you know, the cause cover of 808s, that was kind of my inspiration. There's people that called me Pee Wee Herman in the comment section. I didn't know that was going to happen, you know what I'm saying? But that's a good one. You did get me. I did have a gray suit some on with some white shoes, you know?
But it was dope. A lot of people started listening to the podcast after that. Shout out to Justice, who did the artwork for the podcast. I'm real proud that he got to have his stuff displayed on national television as well. It was
Chris,
a great
you was on the Tonight Show as well.
It was. If you look closely, Jimmy Fallon's part of his finger was over my name on the Tonight Show.
But your face is on there.
The face is on there. The shorter hair was on there. It was a dope moment.
Yeah, man. Feels good, man, you know?
All right, we got any feel good news or is it all bad from here on
out? It's not all bad,
man. All right, where are we going next?
Okay, season 6 coming out. There's all these pictures of Kim Kardashian lookalikes walking around with the season 6 stuff on. A lot of sweats.
Yeah, is it? Is it just like, it's not like after gym wear looking kind of stuff? I don't know what it is. It's just one outfit I've seen.
Yeah, but I feel like it's more of an announcement. I don't think the whole season is just like different sweats.
Right. But I mean, I guess you kind of, I've seen, because Fashion Week is this week. While mm-hmm. I record this, Fashion Week has been this whole like past week and kind of going on right now. And word is that a lot of people have dropped out. That like Main Street in Manhattan where they had all the events when they were taken over like the warehouse by like the big post office building, all that is pretty much gone. And I guess you could say Kanye was one of the guys at the forefront. I'm just like, you know what, I don't really need Fashion Week to promote my line. I can make my own stunts and do my own kind of events, and I can just use the internet and create buzz that way, because more people are talking about that than actual like Fashion Week stuff.
Yeah,
I ain't heard nobody like excited about it nowhere near as they was before. You get shots of a few celebrities at some events, but nothing like it was, you know, when like the last time Kanye actually did something during Fashion Week.
Well, Tiana Taylor's busy, you know.
What's she doing?
When she did the Fall Fashion Week, I felt like, you know, that got a lot of attention. But, you know, Ye's supposed to be producing her album and whatnot. And them new Blush 500s come out in L.A. this weekend, so there might be a fashion show in L.A. this weekend. When the All-Star Weekend was in New York during New York Fashion Week, that was the first time we saw the 350s. That was the first time we saw the 700s. That was Yeezy Season 1. That was the first time they did it. So maybe season six is in LA.
That makes sense. We see your boy Andre Drummond. That'll be the dream.
What?
The Detroit connection. We can finally get Drummond. Drummond and some Yeezys.
Drummond and some Yeezys?
Yeah.
Is he with Adidas?
I don't think he's with anybody. He's a free agent, I feel like.
Oh,
there's an opportunity. He's the leading rebounder in the league. He's putting up like 19 and 19 in the last seven games. Pistons 5-2 since they got Blake Griffin. You know, little things.
That has nothing to do with anything.
What? The trade so far kind of working out.
Damian Lillard had a collabo with Bape.
When?
He has some Bape Shark shoes that just came out.
Can he do that? Isn't he with Adidas?
He's with Adidas. His Adidas shoe.
Oh, okay.
And it's a collab with Bape. It's kind of crazy. Kind of unheard of.
I mean, they've been
sleeping all day. Supreme made a shooting sleeve. J.R. Smith wore it in the game.
I forgot about that. That was dope.
It's getting crazy out here. Like, the combination of streetwear and the NBA, I mean, it's only going to get to cartoonish proportions. Like, anything like that is going to start out cool, and then they're like, well, next season, we're going to put it on the socks. The next season, we're going to put it on the, you know what I'm saying, the full body. Like, you know, next season, like.
It's just going to be NBA uniforms. Just going to be all marketing. It's going to be all ads. They already got you with that one little thing on the shoulder. Every team's got that.
Come on, man. Atlanta, man. Come on, DTP. You know, Brick Squad. You know, Corporate Thuggin' Entertainment. Somebody got to sponsor the Hawks, man. I want to see that on the jersey so bad. I just want to see Grand Hustle on the jersey so bad. Why can't we get
that?
The
only good one is the Hornets.
QC the label. Come on. Yeah, the Hornets got the Jumpman. And it looks like the All-Star uniforms got a Jumpman on them.
They do?
Yeah, which is kind of weird to see LeBron with a Jumpman on his chest. It's kind of crazy.
It is strange.
Because he has his own emblem. They're made with Nike. I don't understand why Team LeBron isn't forced to wear LeBron
branded
stuff.
I'm pretty sure
KD's
going to be like, I ain't doing that.
Okay, what if he wore his own brand? Like, if you...
What happens when you get to Goran Dragic? Well, he's going to put on his.
No. Only if you with Nike you wear your own emblem on your thing. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But maybe the other companies be like, no, y'all can't do that, you know? But, Paul George, you know, his suit that he's going to be wearing can have his emblem on it.
What do you mean his suit?
He not in the All-Star game.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, he is?
He's an alternate. He got in that.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. You know, Paul George.
His suit. Shout out to Paul George. Shout out to Monique.
Kanye was at Ellen's birthday party. After all these episodes, I said that, you know, him and Ellen might not really be cool. He did show up to the party.
She's very cool with Kim, though.
She is very cool with Kim.
When Kim comes on in interviews, they seem like they're actually having, like, a fun time, you know?
That's how it used to be with Ye. Ye, I mean, you got to think about it. Ye's been coming on Ellen over 10 years. The first time Ye came on Ellen was, like, 07.
What was that one like? I can't recall that one.
He's promoting 808s. It's like his first time. You know what I'm saying? Well, no. I mean, I guess he used to go on Oprah before that. But, yeah.
I remember those interviews. I remember.
Yeah. But, yeah. He was going on Ellen while Oprah was still on. Oprah went off in 11.
Okay.
So, you know, they cool. They definitely were cool. I just felt like they got distant. Like, the last kind of couple of interviews, it kind of got, like, a little awkward, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the last one especially. But, I mean, it looked like he was having a decent time.
Yeah, but it didn't seem like he was having a good time with Ellen. He was. It did seem like he was having a good time, but it didn't seem like they... Like, normally on Ellen, it's like they both are having a good time. And I felt like that episode, that last time Kanye was on Ellen, he was entertaining himself. But he wasn't necessarily like...
He didn't tell her what he was going to do.
Yeah.
Clearly, she was like, oh, God, like, we might have to get... Like, we don't have any backup, like, Twitter kids to put out here and who just yelled at their mom and it was funny or some shit like that.
What happens when Ellen kids get too old? Do they, like, after a while be like, hey you too old to be singing Bruno Mars. I'm sorry, you can't come no more.
Because they give them, like, lifetime supplies or something. I don't know what it is. And I'm like, all right, you're not getting this no more once you turn 18. They don't tell you that. in a contract.
Forget 18. I think when they hit puberty, when it's they, like, all right, you are not an Ellen kid no more.
Well, you got acne. We can't have no acne kids in our lineup.
It's not cute for you to be dancing on here no more. Speaking of kids.
Well, nah, man. No more kids to talk about, dog. I'm done.
Stormy, little Stormy.
Oh, God.
Kylie had a baby. Kylie put out a thing saying she wasn't going to exploit her baby's pictures and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? They had a little mini doc on Instagram with her and Travis
Scott.
10
whole minutes.
Yeah, man.
Everybody was more excited because it was the first time you got to see Kim's baby, Kim and Kanye's baby. It was the first time you saw him, I think.
Really?
Yeah. You see Saint
you
like,
see Kylie with Travis Scott's parents and stuff. Travis Scott's family.
Yeah. I don't care about this.
Come on, man. you care so much.
No.
This is all you care about.
No. Chris is nothing but the utmost love and respect for the kids. Nothing, no negativity. You know, probably could have picked a better name. All I'm saying, that's about it.
All these quote-unquote yay fans out here, mad at the Migos. Guess who produced on Culture 2?
Don't you know? Now you're trying to connect two things that aren't relatable.
What
just
you mean?
Because Kanye produced a song on the album,
and so did Pharrell.
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Was this supposed to mean that it's suddenly not too long and not good?
Hold up. First of all, Culture 2 is our culture. You know what I'm saying? This is like our culture for the next year, you know, first of all. Second of all, the Pharrell song slaps.
Uh-huh.
It slaps so bad. I mean, it slaps so good. I don't know if it slaps bad, slaps good. It goes in so well, you know what I'm saying? Even when you put the little an emojis on it. Now, I don't know who made it take off the little, like, doodle emoji. I didn't appreciate that. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Stir Fry is a classic and it's going to be here
Stir
forever.
Stir Fry is amazing. If you go see Migos, like, you're going to hear that song. But at the same time, it's 24 songs.
Okay.
How many songs are good? More than four?
I could listen to a lot of them.
See, look at these vague, like none of these are like real, actual
I'm not
measurements.
Counting songs, I'm enjoying myself.
What are you talking about? The song is the length of the Black Panther movie. It's the whole movie is the Migos. That's how long it
is. They should QC the label should have did should've the Black it. Panther soundtrack.
No.
Yes.
No. I don't want to hear quality control.
That's what I want to hear when I go to Wakanda. I don't want to hear Kendrick preaching to me. Like, I want to hear Ice Trader Game flooded. Ice.
God.
If it's Hayden, call him Thanos.
Angela Bassett comes out.
Mama. Yo, when we saw the Migos at the Meadows, they was like, I want everybody in the crowd to let their mama to say Mama. And then Mama told me not to say a word. And then also when they did Count Up the Dead, Fresh Out of Bed, Count Up the Deads, they had pictures of all the dead presidents.
Yeah, it was that was a weird
pictures of John F. Kennedy.
There was a deer for no reason. I don't know why there was a deer. Somebody was like, just Google, just Google
stuff that's
culture.
Dead. Yeah.
Stuff. Yeah, there was a scene from some movie.
Fresh Out of Bed. Count Up the Deads. I think that movie was Dead President.
I haven't even heard the Black Panther soundtrack. I'll take that over Culture 2. And I haven't heard it for...
It's all right. It puts you in a... Like, I feel like it puts you in a mode of, like... I could see it working with the movie, but it's not the best of soundtracks.
But yeah, a lot of people are coming out... Came out a little bit too early. I love the hype around Black Panther. Some people start to... You don't ruin it for me, but you jump the gun too much. Like, it was like 20 minutes after the Black Panther soundtrack came out. And suddenly, some people were like, this is the best soundtrack to any movie, like, ever. Any
That's
superhero
stupid.
Movie ever. And
That's
I'm like,
dumb.
You know
okay.
why you heard it all.
It can't, is it, you, it can't be better than, come on, man. First of all, it's best soundtrack? That's ridiculous. Like, it's not going to be better than Boomerang. I Make Love to You by Boyz II Men. The first time we heard Toni Braxton, Love Should Have Brought You Home last night. There You Go. In my opinion, the best song Johnny Gill ever made. You know what I'm saying? PM Don's on there. Like that junk is crazy.
Space Jam.
Quad City DJs made one of the hypest songs with no cursing in it, period. You know what I'm saying? Come on and slam, and welcome to the jam. Come on and slam.
You can't beat that intro.
You want a jam. Uh-oh. Like, come on, man. Hey, you gonna do?
You could tell, like, what was that, like 96? You know, a bunch of people was like, oh, man, what kind of movie is this going to be? That was an aggressive intro.
Everybody get up. It's time to jam. Now. Everybody get up. I don't care who you are.
Get you know what I'm saying?
Like the Easy Tour, man. Yeezus Tour. Everybody get up. I'm not singing until everybody stands up. Everybody get up. It's time to jam now.
Batman Forever.
I Believe I Could Fly. We're not done with Space Jam, all dog. Right. I Believe I Could Fly. You know what I'm saying? I Will Move a Mountain for You. I Will Go and Bring You the Moon. You know what I'm saying? I will be your hero, your strength, everything you need. We've been had black superheroes, man. You know what I'm saying? The whole universe was saved by Michael Jordan, but they're not going to count him. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. It's all good. He saved us and the Looney Tunes.
Space Jam is a superhero movie?
Yeah. I Believe I Could Fly.
It's a basketball movie.
I Believe I Could Touch the Sky.
Hyperbole.
I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. Come on, man. How's that not being a superhero?
We got to re-examine the R. Kelly songs. Who knows what that's really about?
Nah, man. Don't do that. Okay? Because also, R. Kelly was on the Batman and Robin soundtrack. City of Justice, City of Peace for every one of us. Gotham City.
Which one? No, Seal was on Batman Forever.
Seal was on Batman Forever.
That's the one.
There's so much that you can do if you remain. Frosted glasses at McDonald's. Chris O'Donnell is a gymnast.
Yeah, I knew these weren't the lyrics.
You know, the Riddler was supposed to be Eddie Murphy, but
was he really?
Turned it down. Jim Carrey got the check and he made a Andy Kaufman movie. And Tommy Lee Jones, right. Yeah,
I'm good.
Joshua,
no, I like the song.
You like Kiss by Rose?
38 seconds ago, I like the song. No.
You like Kiss by Rose?
Who doesn't love Kiss by Rose?
I put Seal on, you know what I'm saying? I ain't know about Seal.
I don't know any
until
other Seal
Batman
songs.
Forever.
I don't think I do. Maybe
he had a song that was in the... Didn't he have a song that was in a commercial? I don't know what.
Yeah.
I bet you if you go on Spotify right under Kiss by Rose, you play that song, it's going to sound like that. Yeah. I promise.
Well, I'm going to listen to the Black... I'm one of those dudes. I got to listen to the Black Panther soundtrack after I see the movie. I want the score, the movie. I want the whole thing. That's just me.
Waiting to Exhale soundtrack?
I'm not... We're not counting nothing the same.
What you talking about?
We're talking about superhero movies now.
Oh, you can't be a woman superhero?
Don't do
that's
that.
How you feel?
Don't do that.
Come on, man.
This is not an argument I'm trying to be on the other side.
Come on, Shoop is a power. You know what I'm saying? Shoop, doop, 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 doop. Shoop,
stop this. Shoop. Stop this. Let's move on to other reckless behaviors we got.
Come on, man. Sitting up in my room, Brandy. You're not going to act like Waiting to Exhale soundtrack went hard.
I'm not trying to act like it wasn't, but I'm not trying to, like, we talk about
I'm
Batman.
I'm not
going to
cry. You know what I'm saying? I was your loving, your secretary, working every day of the week. At the job when no one else was there, helping you get on your feet. 11 years of sacrifice. That's some superhero stuff right there, man.
All right. I'm just going to ignore this now. Can we please talk about Quincy Jones?
Speaking of soundtracks, you know what I'm saying? Quincy Jones did it to Kill a Mockingbird. He did The Wiz.
This motherfucker is 85.
About to be 85.
And he's like I'm doing it with a bang. These are the greatest interviews that I have read in a very long time.
They was whack.
Why was they whack, Rob?
They was because whack, man.
What? He's telling stories. These are stories that people need to hear.
We don't know if these stories are true. Quincy Jones won't talk about anybody that's alive. You ask him about Bill Cosby, I can't say that in public. You ask him about Hillary Clinton, I can't say that in public. You ask him about anybody who's dead, now he has everything to say.
He's old.
That's not an excuse. That's not an excuse. Then why are we interviewing him if he's old and like why are you calling out Michael Jackson now?
What do you mean calling out Michael Jackson?
He called him a thief. He said he was like Michael Jackson didn't pay Philip whatever his name is.
If he didn't pay him,
Quincy was right there producing the album. Why he didn't pay him? You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why he's like, well, Michael didn't pay him, blah, blah, blah. Like, you was right there. Didn't you produce Thriller? What are you talking about? What did you do? You went up to Michael and was like, hey, man, are you going to pay Philip? No. Oh, well, nothing I can do. No, man. What the heck?
You speak like you know the exact details of the arrangement. We don't know the exact details.
He talking about it. He the one putting it in the public. We can't, like, okay, because someone is 85, we can't just, like, hold him accountable. Everybody's just, he gets a pass from everybody. Basically, this is what happened.
Wait.
Quincy Jones realized he messed up when he said he went on a date with Ivanka Trump and then just tried to bring a whole bunch of dead people into it so people would not realize, hey, man, when you were 72, you was dating a how old year old?
If the interview is in order of what was asked, then that came after.
What I'm saying is
the Ivanka thing to me is the least interesting
part.
What
I'm saying is this man Quincy Jones tried to say that Michael Jackson stole a song from Donna Summer called State of Independence. Who produced State of Independence by Donna Summer? Who produced it?
Who?
Quincy Jones produced it. He tried to say that Michael Jackson stole a song produced by Quincy Jones from another song produced by who? Quincy Jones. Michael Jackson stole from Quincy Jones with Quincy Jones? No.
It was an inside
job. He is promoting
job.
Quincy Jones. He's getting y'all to stream this Donna Summer song and the Billie Jean song back to back. Come on, man.
Whoa. So when Migos put 24 songs on an album to get streams and Quincy Jones tried to get streams, they were like, better than the other?
They were just expressing themselves as artists.
When they
turn 85 and they be like, well, you know, Ice Tray is really motorsport.
Maybe when they turn 85, we'll find out why Takeoff was left off Bad and Bougie. I don't know. Maybe then they'll be ready to talk about it.
Come on, man. Quincy Jones, man, I'm not here for it. Everybody's like here for it. The only thing he said that I was cool with was what he said about Taylor Swift. Everything else, I don't believe that he really likes Bruno Mars. I don't believe the stuff that he said about John Coltrane. I don't believe it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he's hating.
What about the Beatles? What about that story?
I feel like, okay, everybody knows, like, and
Paul
some of
dead.
This, everybody knows Ringo when all that. You know what I'm saying? He didn't really come at the Paul and John.
I mean, you just said yourself.
And he was talking about their musicianship, and nobody really gave him credit for their musicianship. They gave him credit for their writing.
So you're saying are we discrediting Quincy Jones? Are we giving him credibility? What are you saying here?
What I'm saying is Quincy Jones, man. I mean, he talking wild because he's trying to promote this Netflix documentary about him, and I can't blame him for that. Quincy Jones' life is crazy. He had a two-parter behind the music back in the day. You know what I'm saying? If you know anything about Quincy Jones' life, you know it's going to be an interesting thing, and people should watch it, and people should pay attention to it. But I'm not going to believe the hype on this stuff that Quincy Jones is saying. Michael Jackson, you had plenty of times to say anything you had to say about Michael Jackson
but he didn't
to his face.
He didn't sound like he was saying it out of just like an outright disrespect thing. It sounded like in the same vein of like a lot of like when musicians say every musician steals and takes from other artists.
But no, he was also talking about his like, oh yeah, I used to say to his face all the time, you got calmed down on the nose jobs, you had a made up disease and all this stuff. Talking like you ain't talking like that about Michael Jackson when he was alive. Talking about Prince tried to run over Michael Jackson with a limo. You didn't talk about You had plenty of time when Prince just died 2 years ago. You had plenty of time.
Do you believe Prince tried to run over Michael Jackson with a limo?
No, I'm not going to believe any story about Prince from Michael Jackson's quote unquote boy, Quincy Jones. I'm not going
to
do that.
So you're not going to listen to any? So Quincy Jones is Michael Jackson's boy, but you're not going to believe any Michael Jackson stories from
Quincy because Jones. any interaction that he has between Prince and Michael Jackson is going to be from Michael Jackson's perspective. So yeah, maybe from their perspective, Prince tried to run over Michael Jackson with a limo, you know, even though I've heard it was a motorcycle in another story or whatever. Okay.
It was a motor vehicle.
All right. Motorsport, you're a dork. You've never been a sport. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not believing it. I'm not listening to it because I think we're seeing why Quincy Jones didn't produce on Dangerous. Like, basically, Quincy Jones sounds jealous of these people he's talking about.
What does Quincy Jones have to be jealous about?
He's jealous of the way that we boost up Coltrane because he's from the jazz era. He's jealous of Michael Jackson getting the credit for Thriller, even though he was right there with him making Thriller. He's jealous, and so that's why he's pointing the attention to another project he did. Michael Jackson's on that song. You know what I'm saying? Like, anyway. Also, okay, Quincy Jones sounds jealous that he didn't have sex with Marlon Brando. You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck is that? Whoa. Why is that a thing?
He was like, he'll have sex with anything. You know what I'm saying? A mailbox, Richard Pryor, James Baldwin, Marvin Gaye. It sounds like he's jealous. He sounds like he wanted to be with Marlon like Brando.
You think Quincy Jones feels like he got left out? Yeah. When they Marlon and Richard Pryor, and then we'll go in the room and be like, can I come? Like, nah, Quincy, why don't you wait outside?
What I got to do to be with Marlon Brando? You know what I'm saying? I made the Seven and Son song. I made the Austin Powers song. I don't understand.
You believe that?
What?
The Richard Pryor thing.
I mean,
his wife came out and said it.
I believe it, but I don't believe it's Quincy Jones' business to tell. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe Quincy Jones just don't give a fuck.
He does, because he won't talk about anybody that's alive. He does. He cares a whole lot. That's why he's doing interviews.
Who's alive interesting enough that he could talk about?
They asked him about it. Hillary Clinton.
That's different.
Bill Cosby. How's that different?
I'll give you the Bill Cosby. Hillary, the Clinton and Kennedy thing, that's different. You know,
you airing out people's business, but only when they dead?
I think.
What good is that?
I think either Quincy knows about the Bill Cosby stuff and just won't go at him.
Why?
Or
why
he just
not?
Won't believe it.
Why not?
I don't know why.
Interesting. He won't even speak on it. Here's the thing, man. Quincy Jones, you said Kanye West wasn't a good producer a few years back, and so I can't believe anything you got to say after that. You're not telling the truth.
Maybe
you said Kanye West wasn't a good producer.
What harm is he in, like, whether is it disrespectful? Yeah, on some level, it's pretty disrespectful to speak anyway of somebody who's dead. But it's talking about, like, as far as harm you can do while somebody's dead versus while somebody's alive, are two different things.
Yeah, but you are the one doing it. Just don't do it then. Just talk about yourself. Quincy Jones has a full life. Tons of stuff going on. Tons of scores that he's done. Tons of songs that he's made. He was talking to somebody that was very knowledgeable about music. That knew about all kind of like intricacies of music. But you're not talking about music because you want attention. So you're talking about people and no one can, you know, he's talking about, oh, you know, I didn't want to date Marilyn Monroe because her chest looked like pears. What does that even mean? She's not here. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's only like all the wild stuff is only about dead people. Everything else is like, oh, I can't talk about that in public. I can't talk about that in public. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
Nobody's
going to say anything about this. Everybody's just like, oh, Quincy Jones spilled all the tea. Quincy Jones spilled all the tea. First of all, you don't say tea like that. Don't start saying tea just because you don't know.
They already took it. Internet already took it. You can't get it back. You can't get that back. Can't get lit back.
It wasn't mine. Tea was not mine. You know what I'm saying?
Well, whatever way.
I'm saying, yo, hey, can I give a shout out to the girl from the Wendy Williams gift, you know what I'm saying? That be clapping.
Oh.
Yo, where is she at? I'm down to interview her. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Don't use her for this. You know what I'm saying? That's not what that clapping gift is for. You smell me?
She's been used thousands of times.
I understand, she's but
currently right now.
Quincy Jones said Kanye West is not a great producer. Therefore, you know what I'm saying? He's invalid. Get him out of here.
Can't go there. I don't know what.
I'll watch the documentary. You know what I'm saying? I'll listen to his music. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Like the Secret Garden is one of the best songs ever. Thriller is one of my favorite albums, period. Off the Wall is one of my favorite albums. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give him his respect. You Put a Move in My Heart is a great song.
What does Quincy Jones need to do to make you happy? To set the record straight in your mind.
Come on, man. Give credit to that man that made that sped up soul sample, man. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Know what I'm saying? You disrespect. Yeah, you out of here. I don't care what your contribution
before
was.
The interview.
I don't care. Huh?
Before the interview then.
Yeah, this before is, this week. This been years okay. With me being like, man, I'm
because you're the first person I've talked to that's been like really mad at Quincy Jones.
It's not that I'm mad at him. It's just that it's not as big as people making out to be. People making stuff too big of a deal out of stuff. People, all these people like, oh, are you going to wear dashiki to see Black Panther? No, I'm not. That's stupid. That's disrespectful.
No, I've had many conversations about this. And that's like.
It was a meme. People taking a meme and turning it into something. It was a meme. And it was like, this is how I'm dressing a Black Panther. You disrespectful if you get popcorn, butter on your dashiki for a movie. Like, I love Ryan Coogler. He's a great director. You know what I'm saying? I love that Chadwick is in this movie. But let's not forget this money going to Disney. At the end of the day, Disney did not care about y'all. Disney did not care about y'all dashikis.
I think
Disney did not care about y'all hoodies.
Disney does not care about Black Panther the album. I've noticed that. Go on their social media. They did not share that. That's just a thing.
No, Walt Disney didn't
like
care about
it. It's a mix of because it's a Marvel movie. These people been enjoying these movies forever.
Marvel been making movies for 10 years.
For 10 years,
they had 10 years to make a Black movie. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they planned this out. They knew that they knew they were doing this probably like at least 6-7 years ago.
Okay. And you know what? I'm not going to take away from Marvel because Marvel was, you know, a very progressive company. If you look at some of the, like, X-Men storylines, you look at the idea of Black Panther and you know what I'm saying, like, the source material.
That ain't Marvel Studios.
And coming from No. I'm just talking about Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, in the 60s at that time, like, making this character, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and it's been a love character by, you know, by many for a long time. So I'm not, you know what I'm saying? It's not even a dig at Marvel as much as it's a dig at, like, okay, it still came out in February. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I understand February is Black History Month, but also February is the slowest time in movies. So that's Kevin Hart time. That's when they put out the Kevin Hart movie that, like, does the numbers we never seen before.
This is not even taken from necessarily that. Deadpool came out in February. Deadpool went on to become the biggest R-rated movie ever. It's just taking a formula. It's like, if you want to take a risk, you doing something different, just by standards of making movies, to credit due, this is a different type of movie.
You think
no,
so?
No big budget movie like this has had this scale of cast. With the cast is over 90% Black. Take it for what it is. The film industry, entertainment industry, don't take these kind of risks usually. So yeah, it's here in this month. And yes, they did plan it to be in Black History Month. They don't have to be coy about it. It all kind of they could have put this out in March or whatever. They could have given it the May Avengers date. They could have given it the July dates. They could have given it the August date. This movie was done a year ago. They knew what they were gonna do. I just feel like it's two sides that are, like, at least now to this, you have the people that are, like, way too excited about this movie on, like shit's not going to be the same the day after it comes out.
Yeah, Black Panther is not going to save us.
It's all the same world, the same stuff you got to get over. And if you want to be on that, like, cultural wave and, like, pushing things forward, you got to be able to work woke the next day, too, not just see the movie that's got all the black people in it. And there's some people, you know, I don't want to discredit, but I don't want to discredit people who are excited to see this movie on any level. I'm excited as a comic book fan.
I'm excited to see it. I am excited to see it. It is great imagery. Like the hashtag what Black Panther means to me made me get, because for a while I was like, F Black Panther. You know what I'm saying? Like, why you got to scratch people? You know what I'm saying? Why you got no cool weapons? You know what I'm saying? But I done calmed down from that. You know, and it is cool to see.
You heard about the suit. He got powers, dog.
I'm a little ignorant of Black Panther. Civil War didn't really teach me that much other than he can run a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, his lungs is strong. You know what I'm saying?
Like a jump from way up high.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I am excited about it. Now, okay, there is a soundtrack. You know what I'm saying? And there is a fellow I know with African first name and an African middle name that wasn't on the soundtrack. I think that's a little messed up. You know what I'm saying? Kanye Omari should have been, you know what I'm saying, somewhere involved. But, you know, it's all good, you know?
We could have had a good music album, a good music Black Panther album.
You know what? I think I'm going to blame Big Sean. Big Sean.
Why?
Big Sean and his and him and Kendrick and they little beef. Detroit people always got mess
fuck
everything.
You, fuck you, man.
Yo, it's Big Sean's fault that Ye is not on the Black Panther soundtrack.
No, because we might have to scratch that from the record. We're not co-signing any of that.
They need to have they should have had a posse like hit them high type of, you know what I'm saying? Like a whole bunch of people on, like, oh man, I can't believe all these people on the song together. You know what I'm saying? Drake, Kendrick, Cole, like something that was just like crazy.
You know, J. Cole is tight. He wasn't on. Is he on it?
I don't know.
He's not on.
Does J. Cole read comic books? I feel like he's more of a Betty and Veronica type dude.
Jughead. Yo, you got Jughead. My Jughead. Or Kevin. Kevin got a comic book now.
Oh man.
Whatever, I'll be in theaters Thursday night.
Yo, I don't have my ticket yet. I'm gonna wait to see it.
What do you mean you gonna wait to see? What does that even mean?
Cause it's gonna be too crazy. It's like they said it's already sold out.
It's not. No, it's got high pre-sales. They don't sell all the tickets like pre-sale. It's got the highest rate of pre-sale. The pre-sale sold out. That's one like select number of tickets. You can still buy tickets right now for Thursday.
Okay,
you're good.
Really?
There's no reason. It's not like. Let's be real. It's a lot of Twitter talk. A lot of people want to buy a dashiki till they see how much dashiki costs. And they're like, well, I'm just going to, you know what? I'm just going to wear what I was wearing today. I mean, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be like Get Out. It's going to be a hype experience in the theater. But yo, if it's a bunch of kids talking, I will either tell you to get the fuck out or I'm going to leave and catch the next show because I ain't dealing with all
that.
That's
what I'm saying. I'm not going this weekend because I don't want to watch it with the kids.
Just don't go. All those, yo, I'm like, all those, I'm glad they did a fundraiser. So like, we're raising money for kids to go see Black Panther. I'm like, good. Get them all to go together and keep them away from where I'm going to be.
Of course, the kids from my city was dancing like crazy when they found out. They was cranking it. What's up with kids dancing on stuff? Okay, these kids was dancing on the tables. They was dancing on chairs. After Philadelphia won the Super Bowl, it was kids dancing on cars. Like, hey, man, it's not safe for these kids to be dancing
on
stuff.
They know how to go viral. They
kids
know.
Fall on the ground. Like, why are we having putting them up to dance on stuff? That's a lot.
The kid in the car was at risk.
That was crazy, but he was cranking was cranking it.
Shout out to our producers Alex and Joe on their Philadelphia Eagles win.
Yeah. Shout out to anybody that beats a Patriot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, anybody that beats a Patriot.
That's a real move. That's probably the realest move for the coach.
Like some of these people were Eagles fans and some of these people bought a shirt just so they could get in the face of somebody with some Patriot stuff on. Hey man, you know who I'm not here for was that Justin Timberlake trying to roll out a Prince sheet at the Super Bowl, man.
It was worse
singing
than
I Will Die For You. Prince didn't die for that, okay? That's not what Prince died for. Now, it was cool that they lit up the city.
That was dope.
You know what I'm saying? With the Prince symbol, that was dope. You know what I mean? But, hey man,
I feel like going in knowing that people were uneasy about doing a Prince anything, you know, any kind of duet or with of any kind. They knew about the hologram
Prince
thing.
Didn't like Justin Timberlake.
But yeah, I guess I know they didn't like each other, but that sheet thing was so weird. Who signed off on that?
It was better than a hologram. They were talking about doing a hologram. It was better than a hologram. Prince said, don't ever put me in a hologram. So I get it. You know what I'm saying? I understand. But they at the same time.
They put Prince on a white sheet. Y'all know how black people feel about white people in sheets. You can't just put these two items together. I don't know.
There was a few problems with the Super Bowl. First of all, I am a Pharrell produced Justin Timberlake fan. You know what I'm saying? Justified. Girlfriend, love those songs. You know what I'm saying? Love the songs on Justified, love Girlfriend. You know what I'm saying?
You got hit.
But Justin Timberlake, like, first off, starting out in the club with the new song, you can't do a club post wardrobe malfunction. Everybody was covered up, turtlenecks on. You know what I'm saying? You like, real, real distant from people, but you still trying to be sexy. Just don't do it. Just eliminate that. You know what I'm saying? Now, you come out, you do Rock Your Body, you could leave that song off. That was the song that, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to have you naked by the end of this song. Like, that was the end. That was the moment. So why would you do that song again? And then he did that song, and then it got to that part, and he was like, cut. And it was like, all right, that would have been funny if it was the next year. But this was 13 years ago. You just look petty trying to be like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel like the whole thing, at least with that and a Prince thing, it's like, all right, he was trying to convince, like, I can make people forget about this thing. And you're just like, you can't.
But he reminded us.
I know.
By doing Rock, like, backfired. Don't do Rock Your Body. Just do, you know what I'm saying? He had songs that he didn't do. You know what I'm saying? He could have did, he got other songs that were hits. You know what I'm saying? Rock Your Body is not his biggest hit.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
But he don't have to come out with it either.
He didn't do the dance to what's that? My Love? He didn't do the My Love dance.
He didn't seem too keen on
dancing. That's an easy dance.
It's
an easy dance. It's just tap, tap, slide. Tap, tap, slide. Tap, tap, slide. Would it just, you know what I'm saying? Would have made us happy.
He looks stiff, man. I don't know if he wanted to do too much dancing.
Then he got his own pair of Jordans that came out during the Super Bowl. Who cares? Jordan 3s with a swoosh on them. I don't need swoosh on my Jordan 3s. Just give me the Nike Air in the back. That's all I need. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't have a problem with that because I think a swoosh on a Jordan 3 is dumb. A Justin Timberlake Jordan is dumb. So put all that dumb stuff together. You know what I'm saying? You release it online. It's not even in the store. I don't even got to walk past it. I actually have no problem with that because all that stuff was dumb. If you bought it, you know what I'm saying? You resold it. You got your hustle on. If you bought the resale for $1,000 for a Justin Timberlake pair of Jordans, you know what I'm saying? And I see you, I'm not going to be mindful of where your foot is. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. You might get stepped on. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Oh, man. I didn't know we reached a point where you just threatened people's shoes.
Yeah, man. I'm threatening people's shoes, man. I'm out here, dog. I don't care no more, man. You know what I'm saying? Nothing matters no more, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm stepping on Quincy Jones' feet, even if he ain't.
I dare you to step on Quincy Jones' feet.
What? He can't play the piano with his feet?
Watch you go be in a story later.
I'll be in a story. Put me in a story, Quincy Jones.
I should talk
Jones.
About this publicly. I don't care, yeah, yo. Rob Hayes was.
Yo, I love Rashida Jones. You know what I'm saying? Kanye kissed her at that New Year's Eve party. You know what I'm saying? Got no issue with you. You came and revitalized The Office. Then you came through Parks and Rec. You know what I'm saying? Andrew Tribeca. Like, we mess with you. You in Death of a Dynasty. You know what I'm saying? Even though that movie was not released, I figured out a way to see it. I was happy to see you in there. This has nothing to do with you, Rashida. But your
I'm
daddy,
sure she was worried. She was concerned.
You know she listens. But your daddy, hey, dog, you know what I'm saying? You got to apologize to my man, Ye. That's all I got to say. And Sal got something to say, and that's all I got to say.
What?
They cut that part out, but Andre 3000 at the Source
Awards,
yeah,
I know what you're
he said
about.
The South got something to say, and that's all I got to say. But they cut the, that's all I got to say out because it sounds redundant.
Oh, man. All right. Is that all the negative energy? Is it gone now? Did you? I feel like
I don't got no negative energy. I mean, I'm happy, man.
When first we started, I was like, okay, let's address, you know, the haters. Like, apparently, there was more haters than I thought there was.
No, I'm happy, man. Shut
now
up.
You started threatening off people who came at you online. That was just strangers wearing Jordans.
Hey, man. Hey, if you got them Justin Timberlake Jordans, I'm not gonna step in your feet for real. I'm not that type. I'm gonna laugh at you. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna ask
somebody,
how much you paid, and then I'm gonna laugh at you.
See you down the street. Oh shit, that's Rob Hayes. Start running. Like,
I'm
Omar.
Step in a puddle right
Omar
there.
Omar coming. Start running the other way.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm trying to get these blush 500s. You know what I mean?
Oh no. Nope. These are the shoes you just showed me, right?
Yeah.
Those are hospital shoes, Doc.
Come on, man.
Those are hospital shoes.
Yeah.
Those look like, you know, when if your parents, like, you got in a nursing school, but you ain't got no money. Mom and Dad, please buy me these. They're ugly shoes.
They're not ugly. First of all, you're not going to do the hospital like that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times I would wear some fly kicks in the hospital, and, you know what I'm saying, some of the nurses would give me props. You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, dang, those are hard. You know what I'm saying? Give me them kicks. You know, like, funny.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So I'm not gonna do that, first of all. Second of all, you know what I'm saying, they, I don't know, I just,
what do you really think of the shoes?
I feel like if they was like $39.99,
what the fuck,
I would get
what
them
is this?
And rock them like they was $200. So the fact that they $200, I feel like, you know what I'm saying,
you're saying that they should be priced down to Kmart shoes.
No, I'm saying that even though they don't seem like, I don't think they have boost in them. Like, I don't think they, like, I feel like they are overpriced, but I feel like.
I hope they don't have boost technology in them.
I could see somebody, they might. They're starting this whole boost you can wear thing. So, like,
my granddad,
you know what I'm saying?
Boost technology.
He needed the most. He needed the most. You know what I'm saying? All old people look like they need a boost. They need a boost in their back. They need back boost. You know what I'm saying?
When the easy back brace comes out. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait till they put boost in the, like, in the boost in the tennis balls that you put on the walker. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
The Yeezy cane?
Yeah. The Yeezy cane. Woo, boy. That Yeezy cane going to be crazy.
I would buy that. That would be a dope cane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not the shoes. And wait, where's it? I need some color, please. Something.
But see, okay. All right. If you're going to be like that, if you get the blush colorway, you could dye them whatever color you want. You know what I'm saying? So you take a blue pair, you know what I'm saying? Dye them like, now you got, boom, blue and cream. You know what I'm saying? I got crazy visions how to rock these summer. You know what I'm saying? Like, all you dye is that part right there and that part right there. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't my, that ain't
that's
your
like,
job.
Woo, I got crazy visions.
You
got to
make
mean?
Your own shoes fresh.
Come on, man. I got crazy visions, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, you take a red pair and a green pair. You just dye that part red, dye that part green. You know what I'm saying? Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci
stop
gang,
this.
Gucci gang.
No, fuck this. Podcast over. Peace. Is it though? Do we have any more news? I don't even know.
Hey, man. Hey. It's real out here, man. Elon Musk done made it real. You know what I'm saying? If you got enough money, you can get the space, dog. You know what I mean?
And he'll leave
what
you
up there.
What
kind of shoes you going to wear? Them blush 500s. That's what you're going to wear in space. You know what I'm saying? Wait till you see what's on the mannequin's feet. You know what I'm saying? What's pushing the pedals on that Tesla. You know what I mean? How crazy would that be if it was a blush 500s?
In space?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll wait to see what the aliens think. The aliens pick up the ship. The come car. On, I got Tesla stock.
You got Tesla stock?
Yeah. I feel like it might backfire on me. I don't know. But I was like, this shit's cool. Get Tesla stock.
You see, Kanye gave Kim stock for
that's
her
that's the coolest
Christmas
gift ever. Equity is everything.
He gave her a $500,000 worth of stock in Apple, or is it Amazon, Adidas?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, you know what I'm saying? Kim Kardashian is a shareholder. She can vote. She can look at your books.
I don't think she has enough to vote.
Why she ain't got enough to vote? I thought everybody votes.
No.
$500,000 don't get you enough to vote?
$500,000 worth.
Not yeah, $500,000 worth. Don't get you enough to vote?
How much, do you know how much a share it costs?
How much?
we'll say for...
it said it on the receipts.
For Disney right now, I think probably like around this time, it was probably like 140, something like that.
140?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I half mean, a mil ain't on worth the, of 140s.
She ain't on the board.
I didn't say she was on the board, but she could still look at your books. If you're a shareholder, you can look at the books. We can look at the books, bro. Come on, man.
All right, this is now a stock podcast, the Stock of Yay podcast with Chris Daniels and Rob
Hayes. Yeah, dog, you know what I'm saying?
Buy VIX.
Yo, Adidas
increase your
is
dividends.
Up, you know what I'm saying? Quincy Jones is down. QC the label is up. You know what I'm saying? That's your stock report for today.
Lonzo Ball is trending down.
You got Auntie's House popping?
Auntie's House is popping February 24th at Number 4 Studio in Bushwick. House party comedy show with me and my boy Kofi Thomas run. Last one sold out. It was amazing. It was a great show in our new location. So if you want to come check it out, follow me on Twitter and everything, Sir Chris Daniels. Or just go to my website and get tickets there.
Also, if you're in Texas that weekend, I'll be at the Velveeta Room. More dates coming. Go to robhayes.com. And shout out to Monique.
I already did it. You missed a chance.
Turkey, perky, jerky.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.